Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. We like to say good morning. We are coming live this morning from the mansions on Park Row. And I tell you, it is so amazing just being here today in the atmosphere of love and spirit of unity and all those fruits of the spirit. And the most incredible thing about that is we are a place of business, but we flow with such zeal in ministry to where we are so parallel in that it's just amazing to see and to be able to saturate yourself in such an atmosphere with amazing people that we all share the same heartbeat, and that is in the spirit of love. So I just wanted to make that announcement today because it is so fervent to just be able to see that, you know, as the Lord has touched us with his finger of love today. And we just want to thank him for our listeners today that are out there. And we just want to say good morning, America. And, of course, I am with my most amazing, sweet, brilliant, beautiful co-host, Miss Anthony Michelle. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, and thank you.
I tell you, y'all know, last week, Jazz and I, which was my co-host, we had some warfare going on in this media portion. But I don't know if I kind of went back and listened to the show, and I really couldn't tell it on the end that you guys were hearing, but in this studio, we was like, you know, kind of going through it. We were really missing Anthony, and although we had a great time, Jazz and I did, but welcome back, sister. Okay. I mean, just trying to flow in that because I'm not a behind-the-scenes media person. I'm a behind-the-scenes person, but when it comes to that, that was just my attention span was all over the place. Okay. And I felt that I could not be as effective for the kingdom, but
you couldn't tell.
Wow.
Very good, sister.
Well, we camouflaged that well. We did. And I just want to say thank you, Jasmine, for your patience because she's a very patient person. You know, she's very patient with me, too. So we just like to thank her for being an incredible host last week, and she did great filling in for Anthony.
Yeah.
I know, right? And we just like to say good morning to everyone out there, and we just pray that your day is full of love and joy and peace and all those things that the Lord has for us today. And if not, reach up and grab it because it is there, you know, for the taking. So we have an amazing topic today. We kind of went back and forth with this topic because, you know, anytime that you are publicly displaying something for the kingdom, you want to definitely, first of all, make sure that it is from the Lord. And a lot of times he gives us things that we kind of struggle with. You for real, God? You want us to talk about that? Are you serious? Okay, but he's serious. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. And our topic is, if you guys can't kind of see it for yourselves today, it is being slain versus slayed and knowing the difference. And the reason he gave us that topic is because of our past, present, and future experiences of the Spirit. But people are like, I've noticed even in the media and just conversating with people, they are kind of, you know, speaking these things, and I really don't think they know the depth of what they're speaking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to address that today, being slain versus being slayed.
Yes.
And knowing the difference. Okay? So it's going to be an amazing time today in the Word, and we just want to make sure that you feel free to call in, and our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And Anthony, is there anything you would like to say us chiming in this morning on the early review?
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. As my sister say, good morning, America. Yes, indeed. Basically, I'm just, you know, excited to get into this and the depth of it. And, oh, my goodness, having experience being Oh my goodness, right? Oh, I can't wait for you to get into it, Shy. This is fantastic. And like I said, call in and or write in. You know, text us or, you know, email us.
Yes.
So that we can, you know, get into the depth of it with you as well as hearing your input.
Yes.
We really would like to have participation.
Yes.
You know, feel free.
It's so important, though, because in doing this study, I have found that it is a very controversial, lots of arguments in this session. That's why I was really concerned about it. But the Lord says, you know what? Some things that we have to address are not always pleasant.
Yes.
It's controversy in everything. You know, some of it we hear. Some of we don't hear, but we would just really like to know the heart of the people and kind of, you know, it's really important in this time, the way you see the movement of slain versus slave, because everybody want to look slave, be slave, slave, slave. And we really don't understand the depth of that, you know, and what they're really speaking over themselves.
That's right.
And how they're doing it. And we just want to bring awareness to that first, and then bring also awareness to the depth of being slain.
Yeah,
that's an amazing place to be as well. So we've got to go to our first commercial with our Cree Parkins and her Unblind Me, and we'll be back.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey. The things you have planned for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever.
Morning at the Mansion Show, and once again, we'd like to say good morning to everyone, and thank you so much for being here with us today and listening in, and feel free to call in like we said before. And we're going to kind of get into our topic of being slain versus being slayed and knowing the difference. So the first thing we want to talk about is the actual meaning of being slain. The word tells us that a movement of the Holy Spirit upon a person with such power falls to the ground, completely overcame by the presence of the Spirit, meaning God. He is truly an incredible and powerful force. And as the Spirit moves, God moves. And the depth of that is so amazing. I don't know about you guys, but me personally, it is just one of the most amazing encounters, being slain in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, as me and Angie was talking a little bit earlier today about it, we kind of had that experience this weekend.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. We all, we fellowship together. We fellowship all the time together. But we were in an incredible place. We were actually at the Kings Haven Worship Center, such an amazing ministry.
Yeah.
There, and we just thank the Lord for Apostle Anthony Burns and Overseer Betty Burns for just such a zeal for the kingdom agenda that's at hand in this season. And just being in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and just to see a powerful movement
mm-hmm.
of the Spirit just move. And when you turn around, you look and you see people just slain.
Yeah.
And to be under that type of powerful force and to know that God is in the room, walking, touching, blowing. I mean, just a triumphant call in the land today, you know, and to be able to have that experience. But we were talking earlier about how it took our place of memory back.
Yeah.
How we hadn't remembered those things until that experience or that encounter
mm-hmm.
once again. And I remember my experience in the very beginning. This was many years ago, standing before a true prophet. True.
Yes.
Okay, some that are not true.
Right.
Okay, a true prophet. And the anointing is so amazing, and it's so very costly, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular man that was so anointed, his handkerchief was anointed.
Hey,
I remember that. And I'm telling you, I mean, just to just slay with the handkerchief, never even lay hands or anything, just the handkerchief. And to me, the feeling in the very beginning, I remember, was being like, you know how you go swimming
mm-hmm.
and you're getting ready to either dive in or just immerse yourself in
mm-hmm.
the water. And the first thing you do is you kind of hold your breath. You go with that, and then you go under.
Yeah.
That was my experience, being slain in the Spirit. It's like I'm going back, I remember taking that and being immersed. That was so amazing. I was like, I never forgot that. But then I hadn't thought about it in a really long time. But I never forgot that encounter, nor that experience at all. So it was just so amazing to have that happen. In our being of that. So God is good, and we just thank him for all of that and those type of encounters that he had given us in our past, and then even in the present of yesterday, we had that experience as well. So just for that and all that he has done concerning the matters of the Spirit concerning his people. And we just thank him for that. So, God, you are just so amazing. But being slain in the Spirit this weekend was also amazing because just to be in that depth. So, God is good. And we just want to say he is so amazing in all of that. And it looks like we may be having a little difficulty this morning, but if so, we will tune back in and chime in. So if you guys lose us, we'll be back in on that. So it's just amazing to know how God loves us. But two, that's just the way he is when you have those type of encounters. So this weekend was amazing, and I just want to say thank you to Anthony and Anthony Michelle and Vivica Giles and Mayanna McIntyre for having the desire to go in and to be able to have such a beautiful experience other than the experiences we have here at the mansion. So we just like to thank God for that and know that he is just who he says he is and that the love that he has for us is so real. And just to have those type of visitations from him, but it takes a true time to be able to go in and to be hungry for it as well and to know that what we seek every day from God, it's so real, you know, and it's all about what we believe, you know. So I just love having those type of experiences and knowing that God is who he says he is and that he sits high and he looks low in everything that he does. And we just want to say thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you're going to do in our lives. And that's not just for us here at the Mansion on Park Row. It's for all of us that are under the sound of his voice and knowing that he is so genuine and that he loves us that much to visit us, even though he is in heaven. But we pray that prayer in Matthew where the Lord says, I will teach you how to pray that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And to have those types of experiences and for the Spirit to move the way it moves, I'm just so grateful for that. And to just know that, and I just want to also thank the Kings Haven Worship Center family for such an extended piece of love that that went out in the atmosphere on Sunday as well. So we just like to say, you know, it is what it is, and we thank God for that. So we're going to also talk a little bit about what slayed means. And I just hear people using that in the land today like it's no, like it's this great thing. And it's really, it's a formal and an informal meaning to this. So the formal meaning is slayed means kill a person or an animal in a violent way. Kill, murder, or put to death. Cut down to pieces, butchered, slaughtered, and massacred. And that made me think about this man that did those things. There's probably been a lot of people that's done this, but this man was very particular to me by the name of Charles Manson when he would do those type of things. So he was a slave. He was a slayer, you know. And I remember also it takes us to David, who was a giant slayer. And y'all know what David did. David beheaded. He cut his head off. He killed the giant and beheaded him and walked around with his head in a bag. So I just encourage everyone to really know what we are speaking into the atmosphere. Not only that, but speaking over ourselves, and because it's just a trick of the enemy, you know, for him to make us feel like we be enslaved, and we really want to be slain in the spirit itself. So I just want to encourage everyone to know that and be encouraged to just kind of, because that's what the word says, that we perish for the lack of knowledge. And just be careful of the things that we speak, because there's power in what we say. And that's pretty much how the world was created, just by being spoken into existence, you know, when the Lord said, let there be, you know, and that's how the world was created. So just knowing that and making sure that you are in the knowledge of the difference of these two meanings of being slain versus being slayed, and truly knowing the difference. And there is in the word, it talks about the very first person who was slain in the spirit, which was Adam. And that is in Genesis 2:21, where he says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh instead thereof. And everyone knows that that is when how Eve was created. He opened Adam up and he took the rib. I mean, this is God. You know, there. I mean, it was no anesthesia, no nothing. It was just God slaying him in the spirit, and he caused a deep sleep. And if you notice, to be slain in the spirit, most of the people either fall back and they go into this place of a still, calm rest, or they just literally fall to the ground. And you have no control over that. You know, that's the spirit itself resting upon that person, you know, giving them that type of encounter to have. And I know for a fact that when that happens, when you do come up from that place, you're completely different. You're totally changed. And it's just amazing. So we are going to kind of see what's going on in our session today and try to take one of our amazing commercials if we can. But if not, we're going to just continue to see what the Lord has to say concerning being slain in the spirit itself. So we just want to thank the Lord for that. And just, you know, continue to listen to what he has to say and his encounters as well. So thank you, God, for that.